There's a very important meeting tonight in New York City involving Russian, American, and French ballet dancers. They've gathered in a bit of cultural diplomacy at Lincoln Center to celebrate the 50th anniversary of George Balanchine's masterpiece, Jewels. It is considered the first full-length non-narrative ballet. Here's Jeff London.
It's 2 days before the gala opening, and New York City Ballet's dancers have gathered to rehearse Rubies, the middle movement of Jewels. They practice under the watchful eye of ballet mistress Rosemary Dunleavy.
I'm sorry, Tess. Yeah. Torchette, right? Just stay downstage a little bit so that you can get in front of her. Okay. All right.
Jewels is a three-act ballet, each named for a gem, and each with a different choreographic style, representing different periods in George Balanchine's life. It's been a signature piece for the New York City Ballet since it premiered in 1967, and Megan Fairchild has been dancing one of the leading roles for a decade.
You know, I don't think Balanchine will ever feel dated to me, and especially something as jazzy as Rubies, that you're off balance, your hips are out, you're throwing yourself around in extreme positions. It couldn't get any more modern to me for something like this. And then at the same time, it's still really pure ballet.
Pure ballet is the key here. There are no swans or princes or sugar plum fairies, says Lincoln Center Festival's Nigel Redden, who brought the Paris Opera Ballet and the Bolshoi Ballet to join the New Yorkers.
It is a plotless ballet, the first full-length plotless ballet, choreographed by arguably the most important choreographer of the 20th century, certainly one of the great geniuses to be at Lincoln Center.
And Redden says there's a reason he brought in dancers from these two countries. The first movement, Emeralds, features the music of French composer Gabriel Fauré and will be performed by the Paris Opera Ballet. Balanchine came of age as a choreographer in 1920s Paris, and Aurélie Dupont, the ballet's director of dance, says you can practically smell the perfume.
I think Emerald has something very French about the technique, which is the feet. Like the French school, we work a lot about the position and something very precise about the feet and the music. And Balanchine for Emerald put the dancers with long tutu, so we really see the leg. It's of course very romantic.
Even though Rubies, the second movement, has music by Igor Stravinsky, ballerina Megan Fairchild says it feels very American, very Broadway, which is where the Russian-born Balanchine did much of his work when he first came to America in the 1930s.
There's no classical mold to fit into. We're not wearing tutus. I have this little skirt of jewels on, just teeny, teeny little mini skirt of jewels hanging down, and they kind of clink together as I'm dancing. Like, I don't even know if the audience can hear, but it's got like a fun kind of party air to it.
The final movement harkens back to where Balanchine grew up, says Lincoln Center's Nigel Redden.
Diamonds is a dance to Tchaikovsky, who always conjures up the sense of Russia and a sense of the grandeur of the imperial court. And that particular dance has the most dancers in it, as the largest core, and has a kind of grandeur to it, which I think is very splendid.
The Bolshoi and New York City ballets will alternate performing Diamonds and Rubies. Peter Martins runs the City Ballet and danced in Jewels for Balanchine. He told an audience at a recent symposium that Balanchine didn't think much of quote-unquote interpretation.
He would say, don't act, just dance. It's all in the choreography. You don't have to add artistry. I provide.
Still, Makar Vaziev, the Bolshoi's ballet director, says he's very excited to see how all three companies actually do interpret the choreography.
The most important for me is Mr. B, Balanchine. He was genius. That's why we're here.
And audiences in New York can experience that genius when Jules is performed by all three dance companies at Lincoln Center through the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.